All right, let's do it. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 117 for Monday, November 25th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking, Robert. Something new. We're going to switch it up this week. We're going to talk about beer. As this is our Thanksgiving episode for 2019, we're going to talk about some of the worst Thanksgiving foods that you can possibly shove down your gullet that day.
And if you're still hungry after that, we're going to talk about a corpse, some crack, a generous bank robber, America's Got Talent, how deep is your belly button?
Not mine, but...
And genital lice.
Wow, that's a party.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, assholes. Enjoy.
Start off with that.
Yeah, so this will likely be our last episode until after Thanksgiving.
Right. This will come out the week of. This is the Monday, so you're listening to this as you're prepping your potatoes.
So this is the Thanksgiving episode. Thanksgiving to the Two Bobs Thanksgiving special for 2019. Because, you know, next time we record, it's going to be Christmas time, which, you know, is like, thank God. You know, I was thinking about this. There's times when we are tortured with Christmas from like the middle of November through December. So there's times it's like a good 6 week period that I have to be tortured by Christmas. I like Christmas. Just so we're all aware. I like Christmas. It's just, it's that time. That's that period of time leading up to it where I got to listen to the music and the stores are just crowded and I can't even, God forbid, I want to drive down the road that's like next to one of the malls and it's just, it's a nightmare scenario for me in so many ways. So, you know, but again, I do like Christmas, but I'm glad that this year that period of torture is less than a month. It's condensed this year. So I'm pretty excited.
It is condensed as far as the calendar, but people have started early by playing the Christmas music and the Christmas Sirius has them. The commercials are out already with the people with the bows on the cars. It started early because people realize that they're being shortchanged with that period of time, so they're just going to start early.
Yeah,
but this is the thing. I don't know that any changes. It's the calendar that's different. That's it.
I don't go to stores. I mean, I do, but I like to stay away from...
Liquor store.
Well, yeah, that's different. It's Christmas all year round for me, though.
Right.
But, I mean, so I don't do a lot of the stores, and I don't really watch a lot of commercials. Like, I'm very anti-commercial. I'll find a way not to have to watch an advertisement. Excuse me. And so, like, for me, not that big of a deal that, you know, that whole part of it. But at the same time, I'm glad that there's less of a time where we have to deal with all the shit.
The bullshit.
Holiday torture.
Yeah.
I'll call it.
Yeah. I'm not liking the music already. I'm not in the mood. It's too early. And again, by the time this comes out, it's the Monday of Thanksgiving. That's kind of when people are starting to get in the mood, but it's been playing for at least 2 weeks.
Actually, this will come out on the 25th. I believe it is the 25th, isn't it? So it'll be the exact 1 month period, starting the last, the 30 days of Christmas. Countdown will be in full effect. We'll put the tree up and shit. But anyway,
now are we gonna do the not so secret Santa again this year?
Well, we're gonna thought about it. I'm gonna have to. You know, you know, now granted, I use pull my finger POTUS all the time on the show. I don't remember, I don't know if you still use the hot dog maker.
The hot dog maker, of course.
Yeah. Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like you're bullshitting me. Like, I feel like you probably never use the hot dog maker, which is fine.
No, we've used it. It just, it's been a little while. I had to think the last time we've had hot dogs. It's been a little while. But we, you know, when it's time to cook them, I throw them in there.
I'll buy you a pizza toaster this year. Maybe you'll use it more.
Oh, we had nachos tonight. Well, Ben's feeling sick, so he ate them, but he didn't really quite enjoy them as much as he thought he would.
I'm probably going to drink this beer here and then order pizza. We'll see what happens.
Well, let's get on it.
Yeah, speaking of beer.
Hey, bartender, another
And I said, get on it in case it sounded
get on.
Like I had another one of those you know, silent seizures, as you called them.
Oh, yeah, you had one last week, too.
I do that every night. My mind works in just mysterious ways. And every now and then it's a silent seizure, as you call it.
Okay.
Sometimes not silent.
Listen, I mean, if you've listened to this episode, if you listen to this podcast long enough, you know, when I start drinking beer and like bullshitting, I misspeak all the time. So I can't, I might give you a little bit of shit, but I can't give you a lot of shit because I do it all the time. But anyway, this week, we're going back to our friends at Evil Twin Brewing. And this week I have the
good friends.
And this is another. They have several beers that are like that are like they pay homage to Talladega Nights, and this is one of them. It's the Even More Little Tiny Baby Jesus Oatmeal Stout. Huh. Yeah, it's very exciting. And so
you haven't had that here?
I haven't had. I've had a couple of the other ones and similar ones, but never this one on the show. I've had this beer before because I bought a 4-pack. I've already had a few of them, so this isn't a new beer to me. But anyway, there wasn't a really anything that I could find online. There was nothing on their website. There was nothing on even like Rate Beer or any of the beer menus the website, Untappd, that really gave me a good description of the beer. Other than it's basically your run of the mill oatmeal stout. It comes in a pint can. Oh, that's how I got it anyway. And it's just a good oatmeal stout. I rated it 3.5 simply because it's an oatmeal stout. It's a good one. If I'm in the mood for an oatmeal stout, I'll probably, you know, I might pick up some more at some point, but it's a fucking oatmeal stout. I'll take a drink of it. See if I could say anything else about it. Usually I go on and on, but I don't have much to say.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's the Even More Little Tiny Baby Jesus Oatmeal Stout. In episode 58, you had the Even More Jesus. Yeah. So this is the Even More Little Tiny Baby Jesus.
And I don't know what the difference is. But, I mean, it's, you know, usual stout, you know, some flavor, some nice roastiness, maybe a little bit of coffee in there, maybe a little bit of chocolate in there. Nothing too special about it. It's like most of the other oatmeal stouts that I've had.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I said, I think it's 7% alcohol by volume. I'm not sure how many IBUs, but if I had to gander, it'd be pretty low, probably 20 IBUs or something like that. And I have had, even though Robert tried to steal my thunder, I've had Evil Twin on the show before episode 53. I had an Imperial Donut break from Evil Twin. Episode 58, and my apologies, episode 53 was Liquid Fecal Excrement. That was a good one. That's one of my favorite titles. Episode 58, I had an Even More Jesus Imperial Stout. So, you know, stronger brew from Evil Twin. And that was episode 58, Garbled Mess. Let's see here. What else have I had? Episode 75. Exotic Meat Snacks. I don't know if you remember that episode, Robert, but you had an Imperial Biscotti break from our friends at Evil Twin. Episode 97, Rogue Nasal Tooth. I had a Big Ass Money Stout, which if I remember, the Big Ass Money Stout was like, I want to say it was like 18 or 19% alcohol by volume. I don't remember for sure, but it was fucking strong and delicious. I would recommend that over this one. But nonetheless, like I said, 3.5 on Untappd. It's a nice, solid oatmeal stout.
Well, sounds good. Sometimes you need something that doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles to it. You need just
a solid beer, brew. Right? I want an oatmeal stout. Yep. If you just say, you know, an oatmeal stout would sound good. It's cold outside. I want a nice dark beer. You know, this would be definitely a go-to if you see it on the shelf.
Well, that's good. Take a swig of water here.
Out of your Yeti? Did you hand wash that?
Mm-mm.
No.
I haven't washed it yet. It's been a long time since I washed it. I did soak the lid, as I explained earlier, because it was... Where's my screen here? Make sure you can kind of see. It gets the little bit of the crustables there around the
edges. Yeah. That's dirty.
Yeah. So
it was like a disease.
Well, it's clean compared to how it was. It was brown yesterday. in that area. So I was kind of embarrassed by it because I had it on my desk during a meeting.
Hepatitis on it.
Yeah, I got that. Well, no, that's why I don't get sick because I drink that stuff. But yeah, so it soaked for a little while, and I don't know if that's going to come out, but I'll try it again tomorrow. But anyhow, now that I've taken my drink of water here, I wanted to cleanse my palate a bit for this beer to make sure I can taste it. But I've got something.
What were you tasting a minute ago where you had to cleanse your palate?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
You said you had nachos. Maybe you were just tasting a little bit of nachos.
I did. Yeah, it's kind of tangy.
Yeah.
But so anyhow, so I've got this week, I've got a Maine beer company. That's Maine, Maine.
Like the state.
The state of Maine, not like the Maine beer company, like the only beer company. Anyhow, it's the Mean Old Tom. And if you've ever known a guy named Tom, and I have, and he's a good guy, but some might call him mean. So again, I've got the Mean Old Tom, and it's a stout. It's a 6.5% alcohol by volume, nice and dark, available year round. And I don't know where the hell I got this. I think I got it in a build your own. Came down from Maine, no doubt. But anyhow, the website, which actually does have some information on it, unlike yours, says, I think it was the summer of 76. I was 5 years old. So this guy's older than me. And my Uncle Tom came to paint our house. It was in the tiny town of Louisiana, Missouri, on the mighty Mississippi River, where he could take me to troll the roadside ditches to gather one of man's junk. And then he said, to gather one man's junk beer cans. In honor of his magnificent treasure, his beer can collection, and his spirit for fast cars, tough motorcycles, and mean smiles, we bring you Mean Old Tom. And the flavors, it says, are vanilla, coffee, and roasted cereal. So I guess that's the oatmeal, with dark chocolate and a silky mouthfeel. And hops are U.S. Magnum, Centennial, all kind of malts listed here. So I'm going to smell it. I smell the chocolate. I'm going to see if I can actually taste it. I'm hoping to get the vanilla in there because, as we've talked about, I like vanilla. Let's see.
Beaver asshole.
Mm-hmm. The flavors are very subtle in there, and I think it's a lot like what you had, which is just your good old oatmeal stout. I taste a bit of the dark chocolate in there, and that's probably the bitterness that I was thinking earlier. I thought I had like a tangy flavor in there. That's probably the dark chocolate because it does have a bit of that bitterness. Coffee is a little bit more subtle than that, and I don't taste any vanilla. I like it. I rated it a 3.75. I had hoped it might be a little bit higher than that, but 3.75 is solid. I will enjoy the rest of this glass and might pick up some more if I can find it.
Well, you know, you can't win them all.
No? And 3.75 is still better than
you. No, that's, I mean, 3.75...
You know, I mean, it's not that special four, but it's
close. Like a B+. Like, you'll still take it, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, great.
That's true. So you guys going anywhere for Thanksgiving?
Very belchy tonight. No, we're having elderly listener and family over.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, last year we did the Myrtle Beach thing, which was cool, but I couldn't.
All right.
I only get 4 weeks of vacation time a year. And between the holidays, especially because Christmas is on a Wednesday, I'm like, I don't want to go on Monday and Tuesday because that's just dumb.
Yeah.
Or even Monday. So I'm like, I'm just going to take that whole week, and then I'll take the first part of the following week off. So I'm basically off that whole week and then half the week after that. So I'm going back to work on the 2nd of January. And so because of that, I'm like, I ran a little bit low on like extra vacation time that I might use for other stuff. And at the end of the day, I just didn't have enough vacation time to take any time off next week. So we're home, which is fine.
Yeah.
And we're having my parents over, and, you know, Kelly's going to cook. She has a whole menu of stuff she's going to cook. So very exciting there. And, you know, she's good at cooking shit. So
that's good. Now, does she have anything that she makes that you love? Like, when you pull out your plate, what do you scoop on first?
Well, you know what, Robert? As a matter of fact, Kelly sent me this year's Thanksgiving menu today.
Oh, really?
And so,
I didn't get a copy.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what's on it. So this is what we're having. Butter-basted turkey. I don't know how that differs
from
regular turkey, but I feel like if you baste anything in butter, it makes it better, right?
Yeah.
We're having stuffing, likely from a box, but that's okay.
That's fine. That's good.
You can Stouffer's is fine, right? We're having rolls.
Doesn't have to be out of the you don't have to be one of those people that puts the real stuff in the bird and you got to dig it out with your hands. That's kind of gross.
No, that's true. We're having rolls. Yeah, Jell-O. It's like Kelly's family. It's like that green, like pistachio type of Jell-O with the pistachio with the nuts in it. Yeah, it's really good. It's got some crunchies in it. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
you know, which I think they're not like regular mashed potatoes. They're like like garlic, nice. I think they're called make ahead potatoes, where you like they have like garlic and a lot of butter and other shit. So
is she mashing these, or is she making them out of a box or a bag, or how are these prepared?
I distinctly remember last year having to peel all the damn potatoes. So it's
fresh.
No, real mashed potatoes, Robert. Just not checking. Fucking box shit. Corn bake, which her corn bake is pretty damn good.
So green like a corn casserole. It's
We're having green bean casserole though.
Okay, with the mushrooms and stuff in it, and you put the breadcrumbs on top.
It has cream of mushroom soup on it.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean.
Cream of mushroom soup in it. But it's not breadcrumb. It's like the
onions.
Yeah, the onion things.
Okay, it's made the same up there.
Yeah,
I figured it might be different.
Yeah. And I don't know what this means, but cinnamon roll crust apple pie. Oh, yeah, she made this last year. It's an apple pie, and the crust is made out of fucking cinnamon rolls.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, it really does. It just makes the apple pie that much better. So that's what we're having. How about you? What do you have going on? You guys just hitting up the Ponderosa? Or
I think so.
is there still a Ponderosa?
Well, I think there is. There's
still
one,
Ponderosas? No shit.
Like 15 or so miles, so half hour from here is the one I remember. But I don't know if it's still there or not. I'll have to look it up. But we're going to hang out at home and just kind of chill out.
Our closest Ponderosa is in Dearborn, which I don't go down that way.
Let's see here.
Sorry, I needed to know. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I do that all the time unapologetically. But I really wanted to know. It's 35 miles away, the closest Ponderosa. I get there in 48 minutes if I leave now, though.
Yeah, it says there used to be one, but. Well, now there's. It's a ways away.
If you're ever in Michigan, we'll go to the Ponderosa. In Dearborn, because that's where I want to go. If I have friends from D.C., from the Virginia D.C. area visiting, I want to take them to Dearborn and hit up the Ponderosa. That's what we're gonna have to do.
It's probably good.
No, it's gonna be great. Can't wait.
Well, I don't know. What we're gonna have. We're gonna do the usual. We're doing nothing, so that's fine. We'll just kind of chill out, and then I think we're gonna go for a quick overnight on Friday and visit some family in another state. We're there and back, you know, in a couple of hours. So,
not bad.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. Good to see everybody. And then by then it's Saturday, so we'll just kind of chill out and be ready for football again. But I like stuffing. I go for the bread. So basically, I got the rolls, I got the stuffing. The turkey's kind of there as the side, really for me. And I'll do sweet potatoes and things like that. But usually the beans. But yeah, I'll hit up, and then sometimes if they put out like. The extra little things like the pickles or the cranberries, those kind of things I like. The turkey, again, it's there as the side for me. It's not the main thing. But what I found here is there anything that you look at, and you listed a lot of great things. Is there anything that you ever look at and you go, that's nasty, or you just pretty much just eat it all?
Yeah, I know. Where I really tend to draw the line, I don't even, well, I guess I'm not a picky eater, clearly. Yeah. And so I would say, but if there's anything that I skip, let's say if there's anything that I skip at the table, and I don't think we're going to have any, is the cranberry.
Okay.
I don't like cranberry sauce. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Whether it's in the can or like fresh cranberry with the like sticks and stuff in it.
I don't like any of it.
No, too tangy, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been a fan of the cranberry sauce or the fresh cranberries. So that tends to be the one thing I skip. I'll eat everything else though.
Okay.
You know, it takes a lot.
Well, I was curious as we were preparing for this episode, which is where I'm going with this, but I thought we might do like the top things that people like, but then I realized that this is the Two Bobs. So I actually found a site that told us the top 10 things that people hate, like the things that you shouldn't bring to Thanksgiving. So we'll go through these and we'll see if we agree with them.
All right.
And the first one is even. So that's you, number 10.
Yeah.
So I already don't agree with it.
No, I don't agree at all.
It's the first thing I get.
Yeah. Number 10 is dinner rolls. Who doesn't eat dinner rolls?
Yeah.
Like who looks at a dinner roll is like, oh, that's fucking nasty. I'm not going to eat that shit. Who put dinner rolls on the table for Thanksgiving dinner? And what it says here,
it's going to explain kind of why it's there.
Well, but, and that's they're going to have to come up, Robert, with a really good explanation for why dinner rolls is on the top 10 nasty things that people least like things for Thanksgiving. And it says everyone loves a warm roll. At least they admit that. So far, so good. But on Thanksgiving, the carbs are just redundant. Not ever true. People would rather get stuffed on stuffing and mashed potatoes than fill up on bread. Bringing dinner rolls is also like blaring. I didn't care enough to plan ahead, so I picked these up on my way here. Surely you can make more of an effort. So what it's saying is it's not that dinner rolls aren't bad. It's just there's so many carbs that come along with bread, Thanksgiving. Basically. It's like it's more of like it's just taking up room in your digestive system that could be filled with other things that might actually be better. So I understand where they're coming from. I'm still going to eat the fucking dinner rolls because they're delicious. But I mean, I can at least understand what they're saying, I suppose.
It's the potluck equivalent of bringing chips and dip or chips and salsa. Like you don't have to do anything. Like if I'm going to bake cookies,
by the way.
I'm going to bake cookies. That's fine. Yeah. Or I'm going to bring something else. I'm going to make a 7-layer dip. Or I can just go to the chip aisle. I can grab a bag of Tostitos and a can of Tostitos salsa and a can of the cheese and be done with it. Or I didn't do anything but walk in and exchange money.
So let me ask you, if you're having the potluck, let's say you're having the potluck at work, what do you normally bring to those? Because I'm totally the chips and dip
I don't
guy.
Go in.
You don't.
It's too stressful. I won't go.
They tried to have one today at work. But they let me know yesterday, like late afternoon, like, hey, we're gonna have a potluck tomorrow. I'm like, no, we're not. Because one of my colleagues is transferring to a different office and he's on vacation for the next week and a half. But so today was technically his last day at my office. And
give him a bag of chips and send him on his way.
Yeah, so they're like, let's have a potluck. I'm like, no, we're not gonna have a potluck. I'm like, Jack likes sushi. We're all gonna get sushi.
Yeah.
The company is gonna pay for it, which they did. And we're all going to call it a day because I'm not running out on a whim to get anything for potluck. So it worked out. Right. So I had sushi for lunch. It was good.
Yeah. Well, this one I agree. Number 9 is wild rice stuffing. We don't know who felt the need to improve on regular stuffing, but that person is wrong. Wild rice is rice in soup inside of fish where it doesn't belong on an all-American Thanksgiving table. It's too crunchy and packed with healthiest ingredients. Raisins, celery, and nuts that no one wants in this binge-worthy holiday. Stick to the stovetop. And I agree. Just give me the regular stovetop out of the box with the little celery pieces in it, and I'm good.
Yeah, I got to go along with that as well. Like, I've never heard of wild rice stuffing, but but I got to tell you, if it's Thanksgiving and I look and I say, pass the stuffing, and this is what's given to me, I'm going to be slightly irritated. This looks like something like on a random Tuesday, like you want to have a little bit healthy of a side with your dinner. Okay, let's try this out. But healthy food has no business being on the fucking table on Thanksgiving. That's not what this country was founded on. Not that it has anything to do with Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving really was more about the murdering of all the Native Americans Christopher Columbus, right? But
they were thankful they didn't have wild rice.
They didn't have wild rice stuffing.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm even trying to say. I'm trying to draw a parallel that doesn't exist. That's really what I'm trying to do here.
Well, what's next?
It makes no fucking sense. What I said made no fucking sense, and I understand
that's fine. I'll leave it in there.
Number eight, sweet potato casserole. Sweet potatoes are already sweet, so are marshmallows. Stop trying to make this unholy, unappetizing combination happen. It's basically like dishing up diabetes. Now, I'm not a huge sweet potato person. Like it just it's I like my potatoes savory, not sweet. Right. So I'm the guy that probably passes on the sweet potatoes altogether as well. But if you're gonna have sweet potatoes, I do like it with marshmallows on it. So I don't know. What do you think?
Just brown sugar and butter. That's it. I'll eat them, but I don't want all the marshmallows on there.
I don't know. Marshmallows are pretty good though, Robert.
They are. On a graham cracker and chocolate. But number seven, I don't even know how to say this. I'll crudités. Say crudites.
Crudites.
Crudites. Well, we're offering a low-calorie, low-carb snack option at parties, but no one craves cold vegetables in frigid November. Bringing a crudités platter, which is fancy speak for anything in the produce aisle, is basically more work for your host, who's going to have to dump it out after it goes untouched all night. And I, as a kid, going over to my grandmother's, we always had this. This was like out before is like a lead up to the dinner. It was the, celery and the cut up cucumbers with the ranch and the cauliflower and little potato or tomatoes. That's fine. It's like when you're going to eat it, say 2 or 3 o'clock and you're there at noon watching football, that's when the crudites go out.
I graze the vegetable tray.
Yeah,
the vegetable platter with the, like you said, the carrots and the cauliflower and the broccoli and the celery. Yeah. As long as there's dip, I'm not just gonna
dip. That's right.
Fucking I just need rabbit. To, I'm gonna.
I need a way to eat the dip without a spoon.
Got a dresser. Really, the vegetable is just a way to get the ranch dip to your mouth without having to use a utensil or feel or look like a fucking animal and use your finger.
Yep.
Yep. It's basically a utensil. The vegetable is just a vessel to get the dip in our mouths. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Good. And I do agree with.
Well, I'll tell you, it's appropriate that the next one is yours.
Yes. And I do agree with this one, which is number six, is canned cranberry sauce. Why this edible oddity hasn't been discontinued, we don't know. Someone must be eating it and eating a lot of it for food companies to mass produce it again and again every year. We blame you, Honey Boo Boo. Apparently she likes it.
That's showing a good up, gif at up above.
Yeah, showing up at Thanksgiving with a can of this maroon colored goo is guaranteed to get you the stink eye from the host or hostess. You'll be lucky if you even get invited back next year. So,
I like the ridges. I like to cut along the ridges. It's like a guide for you to know how thick your slice needs to be.
Yeah, that's weird. So
it's hella good on sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't know. We've had it at Thanksgiving before, and I think the only person that that eats it is my brother-in-law, the firefighter, not the attorney. Yeah. I don't think anybody else eats it.
It's usually how it is. It's always there for the one person that I was going to say you didn't pay your electric bill, but your internet's still on.
They're still dimmed. No, they're on. They're just dimmed.
Kelly figured out how to do that from her phone.
No, it's the kids are still awake, and they probably... No, you know what? If you look, they changed the family room to blue, and I'm sure what probably happened was they accidentally changed the podcast studio.
All right. Well, number five, and you said you're going to have something similar to this.
It's not no. What we're going to have is nothing to do with this.
Okay, it's the Jell-O mold, and there's a time and a place for Jell-O, and it's called childhood or in the hospital with all the delicious holiday dessert options at your fingertips. By which you mean you just pay for them. You don't even have to make them. Why'd you bother whipping up something that looks like it belongs in Ghostbusters? Is beyond us. Bring a pie, people. You can't go wrong with pie.
No, and that's And I do kind of agree with this. A Jell-O mold, I'm not very likely to indulge in, but Kelly's Jell-O, the green Jell-O Kelly makes is much different.
All right. I'll take it.
All right. Number four.
Yeah.
Giblet gravy. not specifically gravy from the giblet. Gravy making.
Is it giblet or giblet?
Giblet. Oh. Gillian. I don't know.
Alexa, what is giblet?
Giblets is a culinary term for the edible offal of a fowl, typically including the heart, gizzard, liver, and other visceral organs.
Oh, so this is actually a
giblet? A whole bird from a butcher is often packaged with the giblets, sometimes sealed in a bag in the body cavity.
Oh, great.
The neck is often included with the giblets, as in the West it is usually separated from the body during butchering.
I definitely don't want that. Giblets.
So it's all the nasty shit nobody should giblet? Eat. They're going to grind it up.
Yeah, giblet gravy. Gravy making duties should be left to whoever is making the turkey. But if you insist on bringing your own turkey dressing to Thanksgiving, for the love of God, please do not include giblets in it. Gravy is meant to be smooth, not chunky. It's a supporting cast member, not the villain of the show. Unless you're trying to turn people off food, more for you. Don't you dare show up with a boat of this terrifying sauce in hand. I have to agree with this because I don't want chunks in my gravy.
No, you got to strain it. And no neck and gizzard and any of that stuff in there.
No, you don't need random chicken parts in your... No. Oh, man. This I don't agree with.
All right. So number three is corn pudding. And I'll tolerate this. It'll reserve itself a spot on the plate, but it's not at the top of the list. Not anywhere close.
Well, so, I mean, I'd still have... Well, the corn bake is a lot better. I don't know what corn pudding is. It looks similar to Kelly's corn bake, though.
Right.
But she doesn't use, like, a mixer. It's similar but different.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty fucking good, though. So that does look like Kelly's. The finished product looks like Kelly's, so I disagree with this one. It's good.
All right.
Yeah. It's good to have the corn bake along with the rolls and all the other the stuffing and all the carbohydrates one could ever desire.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let you have it. Number two, I'll definitely skip.
Yeah, I will definitely skip the cream spinach as well. At some point in food history, cooks were trying to figure out how to make vegetables more palatable. They came up with one answer, cream it. That has endured across the ages and has been applied to every imaginable veg on the menu. Cream spinach is easily cringy, especially cringy, I should say, because of its flaccid texture. Anything that's flaccid, I don't want it. The only person eager to laugh
near your mouth, right?
I don't want anything on or around my mouth that is flaccid. The only person eager to lap up the savory side dish is Popeye, even he might turn it down because it's just that gross. I would agree too. Like I'm not a big fan of creamed vegetables, like creamed corn. Don't really like it. Creamed spinach is definitely not anything that I'd probably want to eat either. I don't know.
All right. Number one.
If you want a creamier, add cheese. Go ahead.
Spinach by itself is all right, but I don't want it creamed either. But number one, and I'll disagree with this one.
Yeah,
I might not make it, but I do like to eat it. And that's the ambrosia salad. The ingredients list of this salad, which includes no vegetables, contains not one thing that you'd really want to eat on Thanksgiving. Whipped cream, mini fruit-flavored pastel, marshmallows, pineapple, maraschino cherries, coconut, and mandarin oranges. Okay, we'll take the whipped cream, but that belongs on the pie. Please spare us this fructose-filled blood sugar bomb on Thanksgiving. We beg of you. So I do like to have that. I don't take big heaping spoonfuls of it, but I do like it.
Like if it's not like, and I don't think I've ever had ambrosia on Thanksgiving, so it's not like if there's no ambrosia, I'm just like pissed off. Like where's the fucking ambrosia? Like I mean. But I mean, it's
Thanksgiving
good.
Without ambrosia.
It's good in general, but I don't know. I don't miss not having ambrosia. So I'm okay with that. Kelly just sent me a bitmoji of her holding a box of pizza that is shaped like a heart. Hold on. We'll get pizza. Now leave me alone so I can make podcast gold. Okay.
Let me know if you need me to intervene.
Yeah. Don't make me sick, Robert, on you.
that's not going to be good for anybody. Well, shit, that was some good stuff. I like that list a little bit better than the favorite things we got to debate a little bit. But I don't know. It just feels like it's time for crazy news.
Do it. All right. Where's our
first one?
Where's our first? I don't know. You know what? You do the first one. Because
you're afraid of me.
No, because whenever I let you choose who goes first,
yeah,
I get all the stories about penises and shit and other stuff. So you take the first step, the first story here. I'm going to let
Hold
you
on. Let me edit the note real quick.
Hold on, I got to rearrange some things real quick here.
Yeah, I'll be right back. The first one takes us to our friends at thedailystar.co.uk. So that means I don't have any idea, although it says South Africa. Women turn up with a corpse in a body bag after the insurers refuse to pay life policy. And I haven't read this, but you sent it, so it went right to the list. A death certificate didn't seem to be enough for insurers in South Africa, so the two women brought serious proof. Insurance companies are notorious for finding any way to not pay out a policy. True. So when two women who tried to collect a relative's life insurance had trouble getting their claims settled, they came up with a hardcore solution. Hardcore parkour. Old Mutual, one of South Africa's most respected insurance companies, not anymore, insisted on confirmation the man in question had actually died. So the two grieving women rocked up in a car, pulling a body bag from the boot, I guess it's the trunk, and marched into the office in KwaZulu-Natal province.
Exactly.
The women, Thandeza Michali and Thobeka Molongo, refused to leave until the claim for their 46-year-old uncle, Sufiso Justice Molongo, had been settled in full.
That's awesome. They just brought the body. Look, it's fucking dead.
I like the picture. It's all blurry. Yeah.
Like, yeah, Uncle Bernie's dead. Now give him my money. Yeah.
An eyewitness said as soon as the ladies were promised they would be paid, they marched back inside the office in front of the counter, grabbed an end each, and carried the corpse back out.
Where did they get it from?
I don't know. Two men went to their aid and helped them maneuver the body bag into the boot of the car that they brought the body in. People were just watching open mouth as all this was played out because they didn't want to breathe through their nose. That's why. The woman said a loved one was inside the body bag and that bringing him to the Old Mutual office seemed to be the only way to prove their claim that he had actually passed away. One of the ladies was asked why they brought the body from the mortuary if they had been paid out, and she replied, yes, they paid just now. That's why we took the body in. Responding to the viral video on Twitter, Old Mutual said the incident was most unsettling and they insisted they were sympathetic towards the family during this difficult time. So evidently there's a Twitter video. It says media can't be played. So oh no, there it is. There it goes.
But again, hold on, I gotta see it now. Damn it.
Looks like they're speaking. I don't understand.
They're speaking another language, Africanese.
Yeah. Let's see him draw. Oh yeah, there they go.
So what's funny to me is the fact that where did they didn't have a body bag just like hanging out at home, right? His body
was still sitting there. They went to go collect them.
They picked up the body from somewhere that had the body bag.
Yeah.
So they went to like the mortuary and was like, hey, we're going to need to borrow this for a little bit.
We got to take Uncle Bob.
Sign it out. I promise. He'll be back in a couple hours, you know? He's frozen still, right?
He's not going anywhere.
He won't be totally thawed out by the time we bring him back. But
no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's kind of nasty.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, they got paid.
Well, I guess that's all that matters. You know, that's why I keep all my dead bodies around for a couple weeks, just so in case anybody needs proof. Because who doesn't trust a fucking certified death certificate? Anyway.
That's right. This guy in Florida does.
This guy in Florida right here. So he got pulled over. Okay. I don't want to read the headline yet because it's kind of funny. So this guy got pulled over by the cops and the cops asked him if there was anything else basically that he wanted to tell them. So it says right here, the 66-year-old Sebastian Mann told deputies that he's been smoking crack since the 1980s, according to the Indian River County Sheriff's Office. Get So on Tuesday night at approximately 11:05 p.m., a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle for a missing headlight. After making contact with the driver, the deputy detected the odor of an alcoholic beverage emitting from the driver's mouth. So guy gets pulled over. They smell alcohol in his breath.
Yeah.
As of right now, all that they know is that he might be inebriated. When asked how much alcohol he consumed Tuesday evening, the driver identified as John Samuel Martin of Sebastian replied, "A little bit, not a whole lot," according to the affidavit. Martin was inconsistent in his recount of events and appeared to be nervous. Martin gave the deputy consent to search his vehicle for the presence of anything illegal. The deputy found a clear glass pipe with a burnt copper wire and burnt drug resident, at which I think was probably residue.
Yeah.
At first, Martin denied ownership of the pipe, but then said he'd been smoking crack since the 1980s, the report shows.
Nonstop.
Martin was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and transported to the Indian River County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. So, you know, talk about fessing up to your crimes, right? Like, you don't just...
Yeah.
I mean,
I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for 30 years. This is crack.
Because let me ask you, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. I don't know.
Right.
But if you just found a pipe with some residue on it, is that enough to convict somebody of drug possession?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's actual drug possession, but it's the paraphernalia. There's a lesser charge that they're.
But
then it would be as if you actually had it, because you should not be.
You can have a pipe, though. You can have a pipe. Not
with drug residue on it.
I don't know, but
like a regular one you bought from the store.
He just fessed right up. I've been smoking crack for over 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So that's it. He didn't. Yeah. He didn't have anything on him, but
he probably was enough. Probably shouldn't have drank. He probably would have thought not to tell them that.
Well, it was a little, not a lot, Rob.
Just a little bit of alcohol, but a lot of crack.
He had been podcasting.
Yeah, speaking of Florida.
Now, this one's pretty genius. I think much like the last guy, he was trying to reduce his sentence. But a Florida man demands a bank teller give him less money during an alleged robbery. Florida man who allegedly robbed a bank while donning a Make America Great Again shirt. Apparently received far more money than he had demanded.
Quiet.
And told the teller to give him a small amount of cash. A smaller amount of cash. Sandy Hawkins, 73, was arrested Tuesday following the alleged robbery.
Robbery.
See, there's my robbery. The robbery.
Robbery.
That unfolded at a Wells Fargo in Boca Raton around 11:30 a.m.
A shitty bank anyway.
Yeah, probably. We talked about that before. Hawkins, wearing a T-shirt that displayed his support for President Trump, and I don't know what this has to do with it just yet, told the teller he had a weapon and that this is a robbery. It's all the tariffs. He demanded $1,100, and the teller counted out $2,000 in $100 bills, but Hawkins said, "Hold up," and told him it was too much, and again demanded only $1,100. The teller then slid just $1,100 through the window, and Hawkins took it and left. He was discovered after the manager at a nearby sports bar he frequented identified him. Must have been, maybe he was paying back his debt at a sports bar or something. Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies went to his home. He reportedly confessed and told them, "I'll make this easy." Apparently handed them a bank deposit slip that said, "Give me $1,100 now. No alarms. Hope to get caught." His old landlord described the 73-year-old man as an affable kind of person who probably reached some kind of breaking point when his wife died in 2013. Hawkins was charged with robbery and booked to the Palm Beach County Jail.
What's funny is that he complained about getting too much money from the teller. Like, it's not like you're going to get a lesser offense. Like, you still robbed a bank.
Right, but not even for a lot. $1,100 isn't really going to go all that far. And this, again, maybe he was paying back a debt and he didn't want any extra or
take it out in fingers. But something. You've still robbed a bank at that point. So why not just get as much as you can? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a strange amount, though. It had to go for something.
I don't know. Rent.
Had to be a reason.
alcohol. Bar tab. He had racked up quite a bar tab. They wouldn't serve him anymore.
Yeah. This clown.
Yeah, this cloud right here is taking us to West Virginia. So over in your side of the country. Lives down
the West Virginia of Florida.
He lives down the street from you. Mm-hmm. Some people call it Worst Virginia.
Most everybody.
Man accused of attacking brother for not supporting him entering America's Got Talent. Reports say Rary's family told him that they were not going to support him by paying his way to the audition. West Virginia man has been accused of attacking his brother at home on the 700 block of Union Street in Warren. According to the report, 25-year-old Gregory Rary started to tell his brother that and his family that he was going to enter into America's Got Talent.
Arm farts.
Reports say Rary's family told him that they were not going to support him by paying his way to the audition. I feel like you just want to make it to the next round, Robert, with the arm farts. Police say Rary became irate and left the home. After the parents left, Rary came back to the home and started to scream at his brother for not supporting him entering America's Got Talent. According to the report, the brother told his kids to go to a different part of the home, and Rary began to swing at the victim. Rary allegedly punched his brother in the face before he was put into a chokehold. Reporters say Rary attempted to break the chokehold multiple times, causing his brother to bite his forearm before Rary passed out in the hold. While Rary was asleep, his brother called the police. Police say Rary woke up and left the scene toward Oriole Place. According to the report, officers found Rary walking on South Street near Main Avenue. Officers say Rary told them that he did punch his brother and that he started the fight. Reports say Rary told, this is a terribly written article. Reports say Rary told officers that he was going to kill his brother if he filed charges because then he would not be able to try out for America's Got Talent. Got to get to that AGT audition. Rary was detained, placed into a police cruiser, and told he was under arrest for domestic violence. After hearing that he was being charged with domestic violence, Rary allegedly told police that he was going to kill his brother now. Police say they told Rary not to say that he was going to kill his brother, as you shouldn't, which Rary replied that he was going to slit his brother's throat.
Rary, now, what was he going to do? I know it's not arm farts, but I can only imagine.
Rary's being held in the Trumbull County Jail, in case you want to visit him and ask him. I'm not sure what exactly his talent is, but they get some awfully talented people on America's Got Talent, and I feel like those people probably wouldn't threaten to kill their brothers for not supporting their way there. I don't know.
Well, I Googled them, and it's pretty much all the same. It's all the same story, but none of it says anything about what he was going to do.
Fucking Rary.
Darwin Olympics.
Rary's crazy.
Oh, man. Good old Rary.
Good old Rary.
Now, this guy looks like he's a long-lost relative of Rary. But it's going to take us to Florida as well. We're going to head back down there. Look at his
he's a big guy,
shitty too. Goatee. It's not even straight. It's off-center.
Maybe his face is just crooked.
It could be. Yeah, it looks weird. If you're going to have a goatee, you got to make sure that you got to use like a protractor or something on there and make sure it's straight. But this guy, he doesn't even look like it from his picture, but he's 380-pound Florida man arrested. And he will probably had a crack pipe in there after hiding drugs in his belly button.
Oh.
380-pound Florida man uses belly button to stash a bag of meth. Martin Skelly, 41, of St. Petersburg, was busted early Saturday after he reportedly showed up to a McDonald's in Clearwater with a drug-filled needle. Investigators found a 28 gauge needle on Skelly.
Gouge.
Skelly. He was arrested on charges of possession of meth, smoking gun reported, citing an arrest affidavit. Police searched Skelly before he was booked at the Pinellas County Jail. Before he was transported, authorities asked Skelly if he had any more contraband on him, warning him that he could face additional charges if more drugs were found at the jail, but he said no. While he was being processed at the jail, police found a small bag of meth wedged deep within the belly button cavity. I was just being dumb and not thinking, he reported. When police found the drugs, he was hit with two more felony charges after those drugs were discovered.
How do you fit a... I mean, I'm not a small guy, but I could have fit a bag of meth in my belly button.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fucked up. But he's 380 sure. pounds, so maybe yeah. that.
He's got a little bit on us.
I've never been quite that large, not even close to that large, to be honest with you. So,
no, me either.
Well, good for us.
Thankfully.
Yeah, man. If I was, well, though, I'd probably smoke methamphetamine or smoke it. Inject it. You inject it?
Yeah.
You smoke it?
I don't know. You'd probably, well, how do you probably, do? I think you could probably do both.
Alexa, how do you do math?
According to WikiHow, to solve a math problem, try rewriting the problem in your own words so it's okay. easier to solve.
Oh, okay.
You totally can also make sense. A drawing of the problem to help you figure out what it's asking you to do. If you're still completely stuck,
yeah.
try solving a different problem that's similar but easier and like, then use the like same steps to solve the harder problem. Even if you cocaine. Can't figure out how to solve it,
okay.
try to make an educated guess instead of leaving the question
She's
blank.
Really going all out.
To learn more details about butt, this then. And other how-tos from WikiHow, say open WikiHow.
Forget it.
Thanks. That was really insightful. Just guess. Guess on how to do it and just try it. Try it and see what happens. Stick it up your pee
hole. Figure it out.
Stick it up your pee hole and see if it gets you high. Try it out. If it doesn't work, try a different orifice. Oh, shit. All right.
Well, where's our last story take us?
Well, our friends at World News Daily Report are taking us to Mississippi this week, Robert, where a woman on Tinder faces a class action lawsuit after she gave crabs to 139 different men. Yep. Mississippi court ruled on Friday that 139 men suing a woman they all met individually on Tinder could pursue their claims as a class action. A class action. George Pradesh Gadkari.
Right.
Ash Bishak Shekdev. 41, the plaintiff represented the group of 139 men ranging from 18 to 83 years of age, claims they all had unprotected sexual intercourse with Maggie Thompson, 53, who intentionally gave them pubic lice, also known as crabs. The decision comes 2 months after the group filed a motion for class certification seeking to include 57 men over the 24 months specified in the lawsuit, in addition to those originally named. The lawyer representing the class action lawsuit, Everett Mayweather, believes there could be many more potential victims. The defendant has publicly bragged on social media that she had slept with over 10,000 men in the past 2 years. 10,000 men in the past 2 years. Wait. Alexa, what's 10,000 divided by 730?
10,000 divided by 730 is
13.6986. So she's sleeping with 13 to 14 people a day to be able to do that over a 2 year period.
Makes
sense. The past 2 years since she had, that's like one every less than 2 hours in the past 2 years since she has been using Tinder. So there could be hundreds, maybe thousands of other victims, he told reporters. As I was leaving her bedroom after we just had sex, another man came in. And I could see other men waiting in line to get inside the room. One plaintiff described to the judge. It really is a race. The defendant also admitted she indulged in group sex. Well, that makes sense. You gotta right. do that to get those kind of numbers. That's right. You gotta work for efficiency.
Yeah.
On occasions and had unprotected sexual intercourse with as many as 24 men at one time, literally simultaneously. Oh. The defendant's lawyer, they
not just, enough spot, not according enough to
the
places.
Picture, they all picked a role.
There's not enough parking spots for 24 guys.
Yeah, you know, you could be creative. The defendant's lawyer argued that his client suffered
human
from
centipede.
An extreme allergy to latex, could not use latex-based protection in any form while satisfying her demanding libido with men she met online. The defendant's lawyer was also forced to release information confirming the client had interacted with over 22,000 men in the past 2 years on the Tinder application alone, of which half had admittedly ended in real-life sexual encounters. Oh, boy.
Sounds good.
That's from our friends at World News Daily Report. Best of luck to all the 10,000 men she fucked over the two-year period and their crabs. Other great news stories that you can find on World News Daily Report, who, I mean, they, again, as always,
they bring it all.
They report on the stuff that you're not going to read this on CNN, MSNBC. No, they're too busy hating on Trump to talk about anything else at this point. But other things you can read about are the prostitute voids jail time after being diagnosed as spermaholic.
Oh.
Yeah. Man sues his mother for breastfeeding him until age 12. 16-year-old girl claims former President Bill Clinton is her father. Or how about this one? The man, a Boston man, sues Dyson, the vacuum company, for $2.3 million after being partially emasculated by a vacuum cleaner.
Ooh.
Hate to see that. Hate to see that. That's bad things true. Happen to good people when you try to fuck vacuums.
Just don't know what he's doing, I guess.
I guess so. I don't know how that would emasculate you, but.
Shit. That's it. Episode 117. Don't have a title for it yet, but we will.
Well, by the time they're listening to this, we'll have a title. See, that's the thing. They don't know that we don't have a title yet. I leave that to you. You're the one that spends the time to edit and make the episode sound better than it did if people were just listening live. So I let I just say, you know what, Robert is.
Let it
happen. You can title the episode however you want, then.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, hopefully you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm sure we'll talk between now and then. We'll catch up and I'd like to see all the food that you guys are eating, and maybe if I've got anything good, because I don't know what's going on, I'm sure it'll be great. I'll send you what we're having as well.
Perfect.
And have Kelly make an extra one of those pies and ship it down.
Oh, man. We had one of those. So last year when we were in Myrtle Beach, it was just us, and I think she made all that food for just us too. And there was so much food, but it was really good. That pie is phenom, so I'm excited.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy.
Enjoy. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.